in a colorless landscape. The future has promise. What the world needs is a shining hope. Bring talk radio back to life. Welcome to WMLR. More Life Radio. It's real radio on a blog platform. WMLR.
MLR presents Mothers Know Best. dedicated to mothers everywhere. With your hosts, Felicia Daniel, and Savorian Couch.
Welcome back to Mothers Know Best here at WMLR, More Life Radio. I'm your newest co-host, Savorian Couch. Our regular co-host, Felicia Daniels, isn't going to be here today. As you may know, she's out getting ready to give life, and we want to send vibes of love, peace, harmony, and fast delivery her way. We love you, please. We miss you. Come back to us as soon as you can, love. Today on Mothers Know Best, I want to talk about vaccination, and I also want to talk about myself. I want to tell you all about me, and I want to get to know you. But first, we're going to take a fast break and listen to our sponsors. You know we got to pay the bills, y'all. This is my first time doing the show. I'm real excited. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in with me today. My producer, he's on, he's directing me today. This is my first time, like I told you. I'm real excited to be here. But I want you guys to go ahead and listen to our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in to WMLR, More Life Radio.
Mothers Know Best on WMLR, More Life Radio, real radio on a Blog Talk platform.
WMLR, More Life Radio. Today is my first broadcast, and my producer, he's helping me, he's working with me. We doing this work for you guys. But I'm so excited to introduce myself to you all and get to know you all. And please, by all means, call in, talk to me, ask me questions. You know, I want to share myself with you guys. You know, I really want you to become one with the God Queen. Call in at 646-564-9589. I cannot wait to talk to you. But, you know, I just want to share a little bit about my story, and, you know, I'm going to do a little fast-forward version of it because, you know, we only got 2 hours, so I can't pack all these years of wisdom in 2 hours, but I can give you guys enough to where you can feel comfortable with sticking with me and coming back to Mothers Know Best and listening to the information and things that we're going to be sharing, you know, here with our people for advancement. And I'm I can't tell you enough how excited I am. So please do call in 646-564-9589. But let me just tell you a little bit about, you know, who I am and, you know, where I've been. And I can't tell you yet where I'm going, but I know I'm on my way there. But, you know, right now I live in San Francisco, California. I was born and raised in Sanford, Florida. You know, my father is gone. You know, my dad called himself the captain. And, you know, my dad was a winner, you know. I was raised by my dad and his brothers, you know. So I have a lot of strength in me, you know. I have that, you know. And so I've used that, you know, my whole life, you know. And I've lost everything before, you know, got it all back, lost it again, got it all back again. But I said all that to say I started a little organization called, and it's not little within its rights because it's a passion of mine, but it's called Mommy Do Your Thing, you know. And I'm so glad that WMLR has given me this opportunity to come and be a host on the show and talk about More Life Radio and just share, you know, with people that love and know me and listen to me, you know. It's a great thing. But Mommy Do Your Thing came to be right after the birth of my twins, Emma and Ella. I needed something to motivate myself. So I couldn't think of anything that would do it more than me using my own talents and skills. I wanted to be able to stay home with my twins. I didn't want to take my brand new babies to somebody's daycare and, you know, leave them with somebody. I wanted to bond with my babies, you know. That was my way. That was what I'm used to doing, you know, when I had my first set of children. And just so you know, on Mothers Know Best, this mommy has 7 children, not just the 3 you see with me now. And you'll hear me periodically on the shows talk about it. And but, you know, to get back to what I was saying, I've been through so many things. I like get a little off track sometimes when I talk. So you guys bear with me and work with me while I'm getting this work in today, because I just have so many things to share with you, but I'll share them over time. But I started the Mommy Do Your Thing to motivate myself because I needed to talk to somebody. I sat in that room all those months pregnant with 2 babies, you know. You know, my last 2 children I gave birth to, not knowing what to expect because I had some other expectations that just did not go the way I thought it was going to go. Like, I had this whole other thing, you know. And, you know, for respect's sake, you know, I don't get too deep into the personal life, but, you know, baby daddy just got another path right now. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't mad at it, you know. And it took me to get there, moms. You know, we're going to have to get there to where we're not mad at our baby daddy, because we all, this struggle is all ours. This is not your struggle by yourself. Every black face, every black mom, this is our struggle together, okay? Feel what I'm saying? But, you know, so I started Mommy Do Your Thing. You know, I'm just writing stuff, getting my thoughts out, whatever I'm feeling that day, I'm going to throw it up here. You know, and people started, you know, they would respond a little bit. Oh, Sephorian, you know, this, that, and the other, giving me these compliments and whatever. And it was like, okay, you know, because I've always been, when you're raised by a man, men don't handle things the way women do. See, I got 6 examples of what men are. You understand what I'm saying? I watched them, so I know what they are. So we can't come at the men like you coming at another lady, ladies. But that's, I'm getting off subject. I'm getting off subject. That's another show, another show. But, yeah. But, you know, so I'm learning all these different things, you know, and putting them on my site and sharing them with people. And, hey, guess what? Other people had the same, other women had the same issues as me. You know what I'm saying? And so they started reaching out, you know. And then I turned myself into this thing called the Limitless Tech. You can check out my website at thelimitlesstech.com. I do web design and graphics and, you know, different little things. I'm a creative type. That's my passion, to really draw and write and stuff like that. So I got a little gig where, you know, somebody saw my site. Well, who saw, you know, who did the website like that? So I told them that I did it, and it turned into a job for me. You know, I got pushed into another direction. Here I'm looking for, you know, contemporary work, you know, corporate America. And I'm application, but it wasn't working out like that. You see what I'm saying? So I had to go and figure out a way because I got my babies now. Baby daddy gone, ain't got that back. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about, Mom, when I said that back. You know what I mean? I didn't have that. It was gone. So I had to be the back. So I had to figure out the best way to be able to do that and still be here for my girls. You understand what I'm saying? Every mama I know know what I'm talking about, whether she got that back or not. So, but yeah. But real quick, I want to take a real quick break. You know we got to give the shout out to the sponsors. That's, you know, mama, you know about them bills getting paid. We got to get that shout out to them. I'm going to come right back with y'all. Y'all keep it locked. I got some more things I want to share with you about myself. You know what I'm saying? And I want to talk about the radio station that gave me an opportunity to spread this message abroad. You know what I mean? So come on back, WMLR, For Life Radio.
Mothers Know Best on WMLR. More Life Radio. Real radio on a blog talk platform.
I'm your co-host, Savorian Couch at WMLR, More Life Radio. Y'all call me now, 646-564-9589. Cannot wait to hear from you. So look, I'm going to go ahead and put my producer on blast right now. So he done already told me to stop talking about women. But look, that's what we are though, right? We're mothers, we're women, we're sisters, we're cousins. We are so many things. We're daughters. Don't let me leave that out. I got to give a shout out to the pops. What's up, Cabin? Yeah. So we all that. You understand what I'm saying? So I had to, when I said, mommy, do your thing, feel me now. Even a mommy that haven't given birth to her seed, that mother instinct is in her. Every woman I know want a baby, even if she's of a same-sex oriented nature. I see it all the time. They still want babies. Why? Because it's in them to reproduce. But anyway, another topic. Back to let me telling you about mommy do your thing and, you know, what mommy do your thing does. You know, I inspire women. Do your thing, boo. You must. We got to. We have to. We are in a state of demand for the woman to stand up, the mommy. And Mothers Know Best is about mommies, but in essence, it's about the woman, too. It is, you know, because we are women before we become mommies, or at least when you have that first baby, you are automatically thrust into womanhood. So those two things go together. Love you, T. But, yeah. But, so, you know, I've been married, I've been divorced, I've been somebody baby mama, I've been somebody girlfriend, I'm several people's mama, even some that I didn't give birth to personally. But it's just so many things inside of me to share about how you come back. See, that's what the captain gave me, y'all. You understand what I'm saying? He gave me that comeback mode. If you know what I'm talking about. See, country folk know what I'm talking about. That comeback mode, you know what that is. Yeah, you know, it was like, you know, I see women all the time and they fall down into they think, I failed. Oh, boo, I failed. I promise you, I got whooped. I failed, all that. But that comeback mode that my daddy put in me, that's what I'm talking about. And that's what we got to instill in our daughters. We got to stop fighting against our men. We still need them to put that comeback mode in our daughters. You know, I'm telling you, I'm watching it right before my eyes. I got three of them with me right here. So, but yeah. So, mommy do your thing. What's mommy's thing? What I do? I'm a blogger. I'm a writer, I'm a mom, and I just talk about my life, and I talk about things I like. And you know what happens? Gravitational pull begins to happen. People that like the things that I like and they have the concerns that I have, they come and they talk to me and we share and we grow together and we cry together and we laugh together, you know? And that's what I want to bring to WMLR, you know, and bring us all together in a way that, I don't know, you know, I know this is my first time out here and it's like my tongue is a little tied. I was sitting down and I was writing all these things I wanted to say. And past my intro, I was like, shit, excuse me, y'all. Past my intro, I said, I'm not going to write out everything because the true essence of who you are is a straight, constant flow with the universe, baby. It's not all planned out. You know? I got to tell y'all how I drove across the country 3,000 miles with me and my three babies in the car, you know, in search of a better life, wanting it, desiring it, nothing stopping me. You have a dime in my pocket. No, no money. Ain't no money. But see, the captain gave me that strength that I needed. You understand? My daddy was a gambling man. We used to go to the dog track when I was a little girl. Yes, honey, I was at the races, the horses, the dogs. And my daddy studied the books, okay? Before we went, oh, daddy didn't just bop off there. He studied the book. Week. The book come out a week and a half before the race gonna be. Daddy in that book. The whole time I'd be right on and jugging him, trying to get his attention. What, Regina? That's my middle name, and you better not call me that. I'm savvy. But, yeah, that's for my daddy and me. But, yeah, my daddy took risks, you know. I saw this. I watched this. People in my family, we entrepreneurs. Okay, call me Regina one more time then. But, look, okay, but it's all good, though. Hey. Hey, yeah, y'all don't understand the feeling that this feels when you push and you defy what they said you cannot do and you should not do and you go head on and you do it anyway. You ought to do it just because they told you not to. Feel what I'm saying, family? Call me. I can't wait to hear from you. 646-564-9589. This is More Life Radio, WMLR. We'll be back. Stay with me now.
Mothers Know Best on WMLR. Life Radio, real radio on a Blog Talk platform.
Hey, welcome back to Mothers Know Best. We coming at you live from WMLR. This is More Life Radio. Call us, 646-564-9589. This is Real Radio on the Blog Talk platform. You heard? So I hope you guys are enjoying listening to my story. And, you know, I appreciate the callers calling in and asking the questions that they ask, you know. I appreciate, you know, the Facebook comments and inboxes. Oh, man, listen, y'all be gassing my head up, like, but not in a way that takes away my humility about it because I remember how I got here. I remember, and not wanting to go back makes me remember to be grateful in all that I is able to do. Be grateful, you know? Because you can have it one minute and then the next is gone. And not because it was a bad thing. All things work together for the good, family. It may not feel good right at that moment. Oh, but if you go through that work, I promise you that feel good just around the bend. Like Pocahontas say, just around the river bend. You feel what I'm saying, my family? But yes. So, Mommy Do Your Thing. Check me out at mommydoyourthing.org. It's an organization, you know. We're slow to rise, but we're on our way. And more moms are interested in knowing what they need to do to create financial success, heal the life. You cannot be unbalanced. And that's what was going on in my world. I was so busy worried about this part over here and not taking care of this part over here. And so when you allow one side of the lump to get weightier than the other side, then you give way to the side that's the heaviest. And so that's how life will be if you don't create balance in all aspects of your life, financial, what have you. But we're going to take a short break real quick, give you something to listen to. My producer, okay, I'm reading my notes as I go. This is my time to get it together, so I'm just going to keep on talking like nothing didn't happen. But when I talk about Mommy Do Your Thing, it's a concept. It's more than just a little slogan. I know it sounds cute, and this little black chick with these little kids, and she's my mommy, little children, little offspring. So, you know, when I talk about Mommy Do Your Thing, I mean do your thing, you know. It's like, I was so busy. I'm going to just tell y'all straight up. Can I get straight up with y'all? Y'all know me. If you on here, 9 times out of 10, you done seen a video of mine. You done read a Facebook post of mine. You know, you got your preconceived notions about me already. So it is what it is. Somebody as well go on and do me, right? So look, when I got into the situation, I had no idea what the hell was about to go on. You understand what I'm saying? But I knew that I had to do something because I hadn't got myself in a place where, hey, mommy better do her thing or somebody going to be doing it for her. And I was on my way to that. You know, I was in Georgia at the time. Me and my girls was living in hotels. You know, I was paying for them as much as I could. And then, you know, I would try to go get some help and see if I could get some help. Well, hey, one time I asked for some help, and they flipped the script on me. They was like, oh, no, we're going to take the children into custody. What? Who? Okay? Look, y'all know Mama Bow. Every mama on here know Mama Bow. But look, fortunately, the universe had it fixed to where I had grew when it happened. So I felt Mama Bow on the inside. But I didn't let them see Mama Bell because that's what they wanted to see. See? Y'all got to get that, Mom. Get that, Mom. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, man. Talking about these things again is just like, wow. And y'all going to have to get the book, Mommy Do Your Thing. I tell my whole full and complete story from start to finish, you know, of how all this materialized for me, because I just wasn't going to give up. I didn't care what nobody said. And it's going to be people, yeah, I remember Savarian. I remember Regina. They got their little stories. Y'all got y'all little stories about me and everything, and it's all good. It's all good. It's all one love, baby. But this is where we at right now. And I got a story to tell, and I got a story to share, and that's what we going to do. But right now, I got to take a little short break. Y'all know I love to talk, right? Y'all come on back and finish listening at this little bit of business I got for you. We on WMLR. This is More Life Radio.
Mothers Know Best on WMLR, More Life Radio. Real radio on a...
I'm so excited that you guys stuck around to hear the rest of my story. Go ahead and give us a call at 646-564-9589. That's More Life Radio at 646-564-9589. So, yeah, I want to get back into telling y'all a little bit more about what my organization is going to be doing for moms. I have moms contacting me with all types of requests and questions, and so I want to be able to, you know, give that of myself. And before I get deep, you know, I've been thinking about the God Queen Fleece, and I want to give her another shout out because I know what she's going through right now. She's about to give life, y'all, so we got to send them positive vibes her way, send that good energy her way. Y'all moms know what that labor and delivery is like. Go ahead and give my girl that little shout out in the universe. Well, she can go ahead and do that. God Queen, we got you. We got you. I'm on it. Do that there. So, yeah. But mommydoyourthing.org, and please make sure you get my book, February 26, 2016. That's my birthday, y'all. The book releases that day, Mommy Do Your Thing. I tell y'all my compelling story, you know, from start to finish, you know, what my life was like and being the captain's daughter and, you know, where my strength comes from and, you know, how you can implement some things in your life. But if you check me out on mommydoyourthing.org. I switched, you guys. That's where the .com. I used to be Mommy Do Your Thing. And that was all good because that's where I started at. But somewhere along the way, I put that funk on it. You know what I'm talking about? I put that funk on it. Okay? So it became Mommy Do Your Thing. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, I changed it because that's what you're going to need sometime. You're going to need that extra oomph to push yourself to go on to the next level. And that's what I had to do, and that's why I'm going to share my story, because so many of us, we're stuck in everything that we've been in, everything that we've been through. We are not knowing how to, because of the images that have been given to us about who we are, we're not knowing how to use our, you know, our RAS and stuff like that. You'll learn. You'll hear me talk. The stuff I use, I read, boo. I'm a reader. It's fundamental. You better do it. Knowledge is power. Think it's a game. But, yeah. So, but, yeah, Mommy Do Your Thing. My book comes out February 26, 2016. Y'all check it out. I'm going to do a pre-release, I think. It just depends. So many things is happening so fast for me right now. You guys, like I said, those of you that have seen the videos and stuff, y'all know where I'm at. Y'all know what's going on. I don't hide nothing from y'all. It's what it is. I ain't trying to floss with nobody. It's what it is. But I'm going to put the work in to make it what I want it to be, and that's how manifestation works. You can't just be like waiting on the right time for this, waiting on it. It ain't going to work like that. You're going to go and step your ass on out there. Excuse me. Excuse me. But, yeah, step on out there and do what you need to do, because your happiness is in you. It's in you. It's not out. It's not outside of you. It's inside you. You got to push yourself to it. But, yeah, but so, you know, Mommy Do Your Thing, we talk about finances. We talk about getting your money straight. The captain, that's what he put in me. Regina, have your own money. You can do anything you want to do, Regina, if you got your own money. That's what my daddy said. Out of all the things, my daddy was mean. Now, y'all want to say mean is a rattlesnake, but I understand the power of snakes, so I'm going to have to say it a little differently, but my daddy was just mean. Period. But, I get it. You know, he wasn't supposed to be sweet and soft and nice and like that. Not like that, you know, because he's not a woman. You know, we've been endowed with certain things for a reason. You understand what I'm saying? You overstand. I don't want you to under-get it. I want you to over-get it. So, yeah. And so, Mothers Know Best is headed in a direction that even me and Fleece and, you know, my producer, we probably don't quite fully get yet, but it just feels big. You know, I would drop an F-bomb right there if I could. Okay? Y'all stop. But yeah. So, but I'm just so excited that you guys came out, you listened, you joined me, some of y'all called, give me the little shout out, you understand? That thing is everything. It's everything. It's one love, though. But yeah, I'm just, you know, elated with gratitude for this chance and this opportunity just to share everything that I know. You know, I've been doing tech work since 2008, and I'll never forget the gentleman who taught me, who helped me. And that's what it is, because, you know, you got to give good if you want good. Give it. And, like, give it from your soul, your very being. Let that be the base of you, the essence of you. Just give. You don't have to worry about money. You don't have to worry about that kind of stuff like that, because when you get to the heart of who you are, those things just come. When I was out there on that road, hustling is what I call it. I was hustling. You know, because sometimes I had to say what I had to say to get what I had to get, you know. But what I did was, when I was out there, I didn't ask people to give me their money. You know what I asked them to do? Because my primary goal was to get to California. That was my primary goal. I wasn't worried about anything else, because I knew once I got here, I could get what I needed. So you know what I asked for? I just asked them to put the gas in my truck. When my truck got on a quarter of a tank, I asked for the gas. You ain't got to give me the money. That's how serious I am. I don't want your money. Just put the gas in my car. That's what I said. That was my line. Put the gas in my truck. Keep your money. Just put the gas in my truck. Someone swipe their car, boop, and put the gas in my truck. That's what I asked for. Because that's all I wanted to do, was get here. You understand what I'm saying? So, but know what happened? In my only asking for the gas, people begin to give me money. People begin to give me food. People begin to give me kind words, encouragement. Fool, we talking about 3,000 miles now. And when I say fool, y'all don't take that no type of way. What that means is, you know, that's just my little, if you want to call it a Tourette. It's a Tourette. It don't mean nothing at all. But yeah, over 3,000 miles this happened. And some astronomical things happen for me because I stepped on out. Some will call it faith. Some will call it hope. Some will call it beliefs. I'm just using these words because these are the words that you guys have been using. And here at Mothers Know Best, we hope to show you a different way, a better way, a more productive way, a more efficient way. If any of what I'm saying makes sense to you, get my book, Mommy Do Your Thing, February 26, 2016. Check me out on mommydoyourthing.org. This is Savorian Couch on More Life Radio, WMLR. I thank you for listening.
Know Best on WMLR More Life Radio, real radio on a blog talk platform.
Yeah.
best on WMLR More Life Radio, Real Radio on a Blog Talk platform.